Feeling pretty good. Every day definitely gets better, and hopefully I continue to make good progress tomorrow, and I'm ready to play on Tuesday.
What's this road to recovery been like for you?
Obviously, it sucks. It was a little slower moving than I would have hoped, but I kept with it. Didn't give up. Kept on working hard, and happy to be feeling better every day.
As you're on the ice right now, are you pain free, or do you feel it at all? Or
yeah, I'm pain free. It's feeling good. I feel confident on the ice. I just want to continue to feel better and better every day, and get into more and more game shape and be ready for Tuesday.
Can you take us back to Dallas and what happened and what you were feeling at in the moment?
I was in probably one of the most pain I've ever been in. I just smacked my knee. I went knees first basically into the boards, and my shin pad kind of came up, and there wasn't anything really protecting. I was almost going full speed going into it too. So, I made the play to Maddie, and then I tried to take a step on it because it really, I didn't really feel it yet. And then I took a step on that leg, and I couldn't even bear with it. It was killing me. So, it was that night was tough. It was pretty sore, and I wasn't sure what was really going on with it, and ended up being a little more serious than we thought, but. I'm definitely happy that it wasn't super serious, and I'm back now.
What's the rehab like? Mostly ice and range of motion.
Yeah, it's just getting it healed up. That was the biggest thing, letting it heal, and then taking it slow, not trying to do too much and have it get worse. So the training staff did a great job at keeping me cool. I'm not the greatest person at being patient, so they did a good job at. Give me good treatment and being awesome for being awesome for that and keeping me cool and not getting it any worse. So they did an awesome job, and happy to be feeling better for sure.
Based on the struggles the team's having here as of late, does that add to the importance and the excitement of coming back?
Yeah, I'm one of those guys that it pains me to be out of the lineup and be watching it from upstairs. It's it kills me inside, and it definitely sucks, but I kept working hard, and I didn't get down, and I kept working through it, and definitely happy to be back on the ice with the guys and skating with them.
Prior to the game against Buffalo, you tried to come out, you just did the one lap or whatever. You could kind of tell you just didn't have the push. Or...
Yeah, I couldn't even stand on my leg on the ice. so as soon as I stepped on, I knew I couldn't play, and ended up getting some more thorough tests on it, and ended up being a lot more serious than we thought it was. So, had to shut it down for a little bit.
Sure, things could change tomorrow, but could be a new combo here with the prospects maybe playing with Nikolai and Blake together.
Yeah, it's awesome. Obviously, both guys are very high in skill. They make plays. Every time they're on the ice, they're they're going to make something happen, which is awesome to play with those guys. And obviously, I've played a little bit with the Nicky this year, and playing with Wheels last year. So hopefully, we can all bond as a line, and hopefully, we can make something good of it.
What's the difference between, say, watching Montreal and Toronto last night, and you watching your own team play in the press box?
obviously, watching a random game, you have no connection to any of those guys. So. You're just watching a regular hockey game. You're enjoying watching hockey, and then when it's your brothers out there, and you're not able to help them, it's like every second you're just begging to be on the ice, just waiting to be able to contribute a little bit, and it sucks. It's the worst feeling in the world. but I'm happy I'm back, and that's over with now, and I'm happy I'm healthy, and that's where I am at now.